This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Garrettson Building Supply and Roseburg Fire Chief Monty Bryanen. How are you doing today?
Good. Kyle, how are you doing?
Well, we are getting ready for winter. Is this a typo?
I know. Every year, winter just kind of surprises me around here. But we're here. We're in it. It's definitely here.
Well, from the Roseburg Fire Department, a couple days ago, you guys put something out, wanted to sort of address that. Getting ready to be set for winter storms and power outages, what should people be thinking about?
Well, you know, the first thing, obviously, is be aware. Sign up for local alerts and follow, like, the NOAA web pages, National Weather Service. They'll put out some good information, kind of give everybody a heads up about what is coming down the pike. And then, you know, just make sure that your house is winter ready and your car is winter ready. If you're traveling anywhere, make sure you've got plenty of gas and warm blankets and food and water in there in case you get stuck or there's an accident. Make sure that your home is stocked up as well and have a heat source available. If there is a power outage, make sure that you have a place where you can go to be safe and warm. Always have at least a couple of weeks of food on hand, of canned, non-perishable foods, and at least a gallon of water per day, per person. And that's kind of the standard recommendation from Oregon Emergency Management right now.
Now, as we recall, 3 years ago, we had this event that hadn't happened in about 50 years. People have various names for it, but it was quite interesting. And I think it really shed a light on how we are just dependent on electricity always being there and other technology. And then how quickly, once all the snow hit and the power was out and some stores couldn't be open because of that, and suddenly there was, you know, where do you find food? And I mean, all sorts of things really came up in that event that I suspect we've kind of forgotten about.
We unfortunately have. But we do this every year to remember it, right? So one of the biggest concerns that I think everybody should have is cascading failures, right? So we have power goes out or the local grid is down, and it's hard to get food. It's hard to get water. And one of the things we found out with the Snowmageddon event, that's my favorite term for it, Snowmageddon, is that, you know, the communications went down too. So our internet was down for a lot of folks, and some towers went down also. So we were kind of, a lot of folks were literally in the dark. And so that's a really good time when you have a communication plan with family members and reunification plans with family members or your work. Also have emergency battery operated or hand crank radios that you can monitor the weather stations and emergency alerts if there are some in your area that come up.
And as well in there, with the technology, there's the aspect with retail stores, even places that had power, sometimes really couldn't operate because everything's tied to their computer and your debit card and all of that. I mean, there's a whole lot of factors there.
That's exactly right. If you can't give them cash, then sometimes you can't get products. So, and also for a long-term power failure, we need to think about the effect of supply and demand. So, and I'm not talking toilet paper during the pandemic, but other things, if the truck routes are blocked or down, you know, some stores, they only have a few days supply of non-perishables and definitely perishables. So things to consider when we start doing some preparations for those events.
And some people, you know, have got these big pantries. They are stocked up. We got all kinds of food. Then there are some of us who will open not that this would apply to me, that would apply, you know, open a cabinet and see that there's one can of soup and one box of pasta, and that's it. But because you don't have kids at home and all of that, you tend to do a lot of restaurant takeout and things like that. So you don't really have a big supply of food waiting.
Yeah, you know, and it's easy actually to find good bargains on canned goods and other non-perishables and to just have those on a rotational basis and buy some stuff in bulk, have that in a closet, and just kind of rotate it out as it gets older, use it, and then put newer stuff in the back and rotate that through, just like stores do in their pantries and their aisles.
And you mentioned communication, not just families, but as well, maybe folks listening that are set with families, but there are a lot of people that are kind of on their own. especially if they're older or if they've got some medical issues or whatever. Sometimes that poses other problems too.
Yeah, you know, one of the biggest things I always tell people is just be a good neighbor, you know, and make sure that you are taking care of your family members and know your neighbors, know your neighborhood, and check on them. And if there are elderly or sick, make sure that they get the help that they need once you've taken care of your family. And family members also with that communication plan, there's some really great resources on ready.gov that folks can go in and write down the, you know, print out a form and write down the names and the contact information and share that with their family members or their friends in it so they can contact each other in an event of an emergency.
And this is really a little bit on the side of this as well, but even things like checking your yard and trees and all of that, seeing if, before we get into the potential for more of these storms, if you've got some things that need to get trimmed up so that when the storm doesn't come, the, you know, you don't have big limbs falling on things.
Yes, and don't park your cars under big trees. We've all found that out at one point or another, right? So, yeah, the power lines also. If there's big trees overhanging the power lines, contact the power company. Let them know and see if they can help with that. There are also, you know, obviously arborists that can take care of that as well. But I've had that happen at my place. I've had big trees fall over power lines, and it's knocked out power for quite a while. So it's something to be aware of, definitely.
Yeah, and even yesterday up in Multnomah County, there was a high school student killed. They were out working on a tree planting project, ironically, and the windstorm kicked up. And a big branch of a tree, you know, section of a tree essentially came down and died.
Yeah.
There's always the potential for that if you have to be out working in it. And that's the other aspect, too, is in the midst of all this, people are dealing with it. But folks like you guys and other emergency responders are out there. You don't just get to stay at home and wait it out. You've got to get out and help others.
That's right. And, you know, and the biggest help that our community can give us is to be prepared and to be able to hopefully take care of themselves and their neighbors, at least until we can get there to help out as well.
And if people want to find out more about getting prepared for winter, where can you send them?
You know, they can definitely contact us at the Roseburg Fire Department. We would be more than happy to have a chat or direct them. But ready.gov is a great resource. FEMA has some great resources, and Oregon Emergency Management also, and National Weather Service.
All right, I'm Monty Bryan, Fire Chief of the Roseburg Fire Department. Thanks for coming in.
All right, thanks, Kyle.
8:39 at the Morning Conversation.